and welcome to Colchester Arts Centre podcast number 7. And with me this evening, I have 4 people who are part of our new exciting citizen journalism group. We've got Sophie, Wendy, Nelika, and Ray. And I want to start by asking each of you, as people who are really into the Arts Centre, you've been coming for a number of years, what's the most memorable event that you've been to at Colchester Arts Centre over the years? Let's start, first of all, with Sophie.
I think mine was when I'd Shazammed a song on the radio in the morning and then happened to be volunteering at the Arts Centre just to help out in the evening, and it turned out to be the band playing whose song I'd Shazammed.
Wow.
So it was Silver Apples, and there was like a really amazing moment when they played the song that I'd recorded, so it was good.
I mean, we have a wide variety of ages and backgrounds here, and so I'm considerably older than you, so I'm allowed to ask this question. What do you mean by Shazam?
It's basically like an app where you can hold down like a button and then it sort of records the song and then tells you who played it. So I just heard a song which
I
liked.
Right.
And it happened to be playing at the Arts Centre. Wow. So
Wendy, did you know about Shazamming?
I did not know. I'd never heard the word before.
So we're learning things all the time.
We are. This is the exciting thing.
Talking about learning things, you were saying earlier, I thought it was interesting, that you don't always know. When you go to the Arts Centre, you don't really always know what's going to happen. And you've got a particular experience of coming here.
I certainly have.
Which you still seem, after all these years, to be thinking about. And it's sort of disorientated you, is that right?
I found it a bit traumatic, really, because I knew that I was coming to an event, and it was a 20-minute slot that we had, and so I queued up for my slot, and the curtains were all drawn, and then we came through the curtains, and there was this big man on a huge swing that had specially been made for him. He had no clothes on and covered in tattoos and piercings, and then someone playing piano music, and we just sort of walked around for 20 minutes looking at this, and I thought, this is an interesting type of art that I'm seeing here. Mm. Am I thinking of the music? Am I thinking of the piercings or the tattoos? Or what exactly was it all about?
And the motto of Colchester Arts Centre is never knowingly understood. And I think that's a really apt, in this case, very apt. Did you really understand what it was about?
Not really, no. Mm. But I think that's what's so exciting, that you come to events and it gives you another slant on what art or the arts are about, really.
Talk about the difference between art and the arts. Nelika, we were sort of emailing each other or Facebooking each other earlier about what do we actually call Colchester Arts Centre, or is it Colchester Arts Centre, is it the Arts Centre, the Arts Centre, St Mary's? And we were having a slightly heated debate about this. I came down on the side of the Arts Centre formerly known as St Mary's, which is a little bit cumbersome, but it seemed to get you thinking.
It certainly did, and I think it's just one of those things. I can never remember how many S's you put in, and I think, oh no, how's it going to work? But and in a way, it has got all these different identities, and one of the things I like, I can't actually place what one of the most extraordinary events I've seen here is, but what I really like is that every time I come, there's a different audience. Sometimes you'll come and it's like coming to a party. Mm. You feel like you know everyone, you've recognised lots of people. There might be the annual gigs, the Christmas gigs, where you see the same people every year and it's lovely. And other times you'll come and see something and you don't recognise a single person in the audience. And you think, this is fantastic. Colchester is a big place. There's lots of different people. We've all got different interests and they all fit somehow within this art centre. Mm. At different times, in different combinations.
Mm. I mean, Ray, you are someone, I believe, who teaches...
No, I don't teach anymore.
You don't teach anymore, but you're associated with Colchester Institute.
I am.
And there are a number of like media students who would be interested in coming here.
Indeed. They have to do projects, they get involved, they like doing bands anyway, so this is a... And trying to get them involved in... this type of thing.
Mm. Because what we're trying to get people involved in, and this is why we're all gathered here tonight, is an exciting new venture in which students from the Institute, students from Colchester Sixth Form College, people who, from all walks of life have been sitting around discussing this venture, which is citizen journalism. How can we improve and contribute towards the Colchester Arts Centre website, to podcasts like this? It's open to all people, so if there's anyone listening to this podcast who wants to get involved, please do. And we're at the beginning of it. It was a launch. I mean, we had about 15 people here tonight, didn't we, Sophie? You yourself are a volunteer at the Arts Centre in a different capacity, and now you're volunteering to be part of this group. Why?
I think it's really nice to be part of something. You feel like, you know, we were talking about citizen journalism, and like, I don't know, I'm part of Colchester, really, and it's giving back into something that I really love to be part of. I love coming to the Arts Centre as a customer, but it's really fun to actually be behind the scenes too.
So when you come here, sometimes you're behind the bar. What are the kind of things you do as a volunteer?
I think I've run the merch store for a couple of bands. So that's always quite fun.
Do you get a free bit of merchandise?
Yeah, I got a free DVD from
someone. Wow, that's a perk that I haven't
really. Exactly, perk for the job. Sometimes I'm on the front desk, and sometimes the clicker. I have to count how many people are coming in. All sorts of things. It's always good fun.
I imagine there's quite a nice camaraderie around the volunteers.
Yes, there is. And we sometimes do volunteer nights, so like bowling or games night, or we just all meet up for a drink. So it's a really good social thing too.
Wendy, as well, I know you've been coming to the Arts Centre for a lot of years.
Yes.
And you're one of the more experienced sort of Arts Centre visitors. Could I actually ask you, really, how many years have you been coming to the Arts Centre?
It must be over 30 years, because I know that it was before Anthony's time.
Yeah, that's Anthony Roberts.
Anthony Roberts, yes.
We are allowed to mention him, but he's not allowed to be part of this podcast.
No.
He's been banned for bad behaviour.
Yes. So a long time.
Yeah.
When the children were small, there was a ballet school here, and I thought I would support the Arts Centre, send them to the ballet school here. So, yes, I have been associated with lots of different forms of the arts here for a long time.
I remember life before Anthony Roberts here, and Nelika's nodding as well. So you've obviously been coming here for a long time as well.
Yes, I've been coming here 40 years, man and boy.
40 years?
I reckon. Oh, I think
and
since
it don't
I started,
seem a day too
and
long.
And it don't seem a day too long, absolutely. I can remember as a school child, I think, you used to come, and it was open at lunchtime, so there was a cafe over there. I'm pointing, I'm pointing over to the graveyard side of
that
the
That isn't very good for radio, by the way.
No, pointing's no good for radio. However, yeah, so there was a cafe at lunchtime, and you could come and have a cup of tea, and then sometimes people would start playing things. It was quite, and then you'd come in the evenings for gigs, and it was very exciting.
So it's changed a lot over those 40 years.
Yeah, it's changed a lot, but it hasn't changed that much. It's still very noticeable. Chris Secker's still here, so obviously things, you know.
And you know what, Mick the hippie, a legend,
absolute
legend. I feel terribly guilty because I had to say to him tonight that he couldn't rehearse with his band, who are playing. And so I'll give him a plug. They're playing on Friday, aren't they, Ben? They're the support band. The only thing is, I said, you know, we're meeting tonight. He hadn't booked it. But Mick the Hippie's been going, I'm sure, for 40 years as well.
Absolutely. As has his chili.
Famous for his chili that he makes for groups in the and bands. What does one call popular beat combos these days? Groups, bands? I'm not sure.
Bands still works,
bands.
I think.
Sorry. But he makes his chili for bands in the green room. I'm pointing now, aren't I?
Yeah.
That's wrong. It's just the wrong thing to do on the radio.
I think EP Mick was born here, actually. Genuinely, he's part of the fittings.
That's, by the way, the dulcet tones of Ben Howard, who tonight has been with me in this citizen journalism group. Ben, you're the marketing guy. How do you think tonight went, Ben?
Yeah, once again, brilliant success, and gives us lots of hope for making this project work, and fresh ideas, which I lack every now and then.
Not at all.
I think to anyone listening or who watches what we do, I think exciting times ahead with some people coming along, good ideas, and might be finding out more about the Arts Centre than what you currently do. Mm. So, yeah, exciting.
So I suppose to finish off with, I would like to go around and ask people what they see the Citizen Journalism Group as doing, you know, how we're going to make progress. It's a bit of a suck it and see. We're not quite sure what's around the corner. Ben's talked about fresh ideas. Ray, if I might start with you, what do you want to kind of get out of this group for you and your students?
Well, for me, I want to do interviews, and I wouldn't mind to review some jazz.
Ah.
And my students, I think, would like to do videos.
Hmm.
Sort of promotional videos and sort of review type videos.
I mean, so again,
and interviews even on interviews. If anyone would like to be filmed doing that.
So the thing is, if you're listening to this podcast and you think, oh, I'd like to do what Ray has just said, I'd like to review or interview people who are performing at the jazz club here, or I'd like to do a video based on something to do with the Arts Centre. I mean, you can do it. Get involved. Get in touch with Ben, myself, or Stafford, and you'll see the details at the bottom of this podcast. Your students, though, they'll be coming along here. I mean, what sort of ages are they?
16 to 19, 20.
Yeah. And do they often come to the Arts Centre? Because I'm interested in how many sort of young people are we attracting to our events.
I think a number of them do.
Yeah. And what kind of things do they like to come to see?
More in the bands.
Yeah, the music side of it.
Popular music band.
So we had
and
about
comedy.
Popular beat so. Combos.
Yes.
We had about six or seven people here today who were of that age, or a bit older maybe, and they were saying they want to do reviews. Again, if you're listening to this and you want to write reviews of the bands, or you want to go and interview the band, I mean, the question that was asked tonight, Ben, was how does one do that? Presumably they've got to see you. If you want to go and interview a band who's playing at Colchester Arts Centre, what sort of process do you have to go through?
Yeah, I think it's important for anyone who's interested to get in touch and just have a chat about what they're looking to get from it. But in terms of making it happen, if it's something they want to pursue, it's just a conversation we have. It could be just pop in to see me at the Arts Centre, drop me an email in the first instance, ben@colchesterartscentre.com. And, yeah, we'd get the ball rolling. But I'm interested in having lots of people out there who can represent the Arts Centre. This whole handing it over to the community and people buying into what we do is really important to me.
I think you mentioned the word ambassador earlier. I mean, that's quite an interesting concept, that they can be ambassadors of the Arts Centre.
Yeah, ambassadors, champions, someone who you know, we clearly believe in what we do. That's why we work here. But we know there's a big, strong and loyal community of people that come and support our events. And I just want to translate that over to actually sort of being more involved in the Arts Centre than just literally buying a ticket and coming along.
I noticed that in our last podcast, Stafford Glover, I will name him, had written on the website that this podcast had been hailed by one member of staff as, in quotes, shorter than most podcasts. And I'm looking at the time and I'm thinking we're going a little bit over time. We're like into the 14 minute thing. So I will conclude. I think we should conclude by asking, first of all, Sophie, how do you see this group going, the Citizen Journalism Group? What do you see happening? You know, what vision do you have for it?
I have a really good vision of lots of people being more involved and in tune with what's going on at the Arts Centre, but also in their skills, maybe, like honing your own skills. And I think this is a really positive environment to do that in.
Yeah, great. Wendy, the same question to you.
I think what's exciting is it isn't just reviews that you're looking for, that you're looking for people that want to help with the social media side of things, with podcasts, with some filming, and I think that's what interesting me, that there's lots of different aspects to it.
Mm. And, I mean, I've asked Ray already, so last word to Nelika.
Well, I think it's going to be quite interesting because I think that social media already enables people to put up their images that they've enjoyed of the night that they've had or all sorts of other ways that they communicate and are doing reviews of the things they've seen. And it might be a way of the Arts Centre harnessing that and understanding and knowing what's out there, because people are already writing
opinions
about what they've done.
If you go on Facebook,
you
write a post on Facebook, it is in a sense a review, isn't it? I went to the Arts Centre last night, I saw this great gig. You are kind of doing a review anyway. And as you say, it's harnessing that. Yes. Good. So, on that very positive note, what's been a really exciting launch of our new Citizen Journalism Group. If you want to join it, anyone out there, you're very welcome to do so. I'll just go around, and I like to finish by saying goodbye, and everybody has to say goodbye. That's the kind of person I am. So, Sophie, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Wendy.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Nellika.
Cheerio.
There's always one. And goodbye from Ray.
Goodbye.
And Ben, of course.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.